In this conversation, a founder's rural connection, product building discipline, and willingness to learn from two failed launches shaped Max Protein into a broader healthy snacking platform now pursuing scale with Zydus Wellness. Let's hear how it unfolded. Before the consumer brands and scale, the story starts in a village near Nagpur where school and electricity were absent. He begins with how education carried him beyond it.
I'm from a very small village near Nagpur. Village so small that did not have a post office, even does not have a post office today.
Agriculture was the path he chose after leaving the village, but it did not determine his career. A 1983 encounter with a computer opens the pivot to Florida, Silicon Valley, and product building.
So I did my BSc, MSc. While doing MSc, I used computers for statistical analysis. Now, today, it sounds very mundane. So what's the big deal? You use computers for statistical analysis. Everybody does. The only thing is, it was 1983-84 when computers, you know, was not accessible. You couldn't touch and feel. It was only typically kept in an air-conditioned room, and through the glass window, you know, we could see it. That kind of fascinated me. And so instead of going back on the farm, I kind of got fascination and ended up doing my master's in computer science from Florida in the USA. So changed the track completely. And after that, work in the industry, like most of the software professionals come to Silicon Valley in California. I also came there, worked in the industry, Unix device drivers, operating systems, all of the internals of computer science. And started my first company in 1991, product company. Multiple different companies, and I'm not going to get into my software. But one of the things I tried to do was build products out of India. Today's India is way different than what it was in 1991 and at that time. The Indian engineers were and are very talented. But that time, we were not able to get the product out of our software office in Mumbai. And the same individuals coming to our Silicon Valley office, their performance was like superb. Okay, it was a difference of night and day. And we realized it's the same individual. So what is the difference in the product culture? Having them go through, understand what it means to build the product. It is not just writing the piece of code, but understanding what users are looking for. And, I from a technology moved into finance and operation as part of my company. And I had taken up that challenge to build product out of India and moved back to India after 15 years.
His software career built product experience, but the unanswered pun was toward farmers. That tension leads him to stevia, where consumer demand had to be understood before any plantation could make sense.
After coming back here, multiple different companies, and the company that I formed, that was doing building product, large telecom companies. And out of 500 companies, 350 companies are customers of our telecom service. But while doing this, it was always kind of connecting to the farm. What can I do for the farming community? So I thought of different projects, and I came across a herb called stevia. I'm sure you all know about stevia today. To me, what caught my attention was income level for stevia for farmers is about 10 times higher than wheat and cotton, the typical crops that we grow in my area. And also, zero calorie, natural herbal sweetener. You know, it sounded a very good business proposition. So I wanted to have a platform where I can try out the stevia products, understand how big the market is, because whether a 1,000-acre plantation is required or a 1,000,000-acre required, unless we know what is the consumer demand, you know, no point just going to the back-end integration, okay? And Natural as a company started with that. It was more of a social cause for me to do something for the farmers. And that's how I kind of switched my gears from software to consumer products.
Stevia became his first consumer business and a way to support farmers. The next obstacle was not the idea itself, but a government approval problem that forced him to confront what to do next.
And when we started, that was my first consumer business in Natural. Previous one, I was, per transaction was about $500,000 to $1,000,000. Coming from there to 50 rupees for tabletop sweetener, 100 tablets, or a sachet of 50 rupees. And very different ballgame. I had no experience in consumers, but as an entrepreneur, you know, a lot of passion that. So different initiatives that we had taken, and there was the first consumer business, and the stevia had certain issues from approved, not approved. You know, when we had, it was an outsourced manufacturer, all the licenses were taken, but after about a year or so, we received a communication saying from a central government that stevia is not on the approved list of sweeteners. Right? I said, oh, what do I do now? So the idea about stevia for farmers, our tagline was healthy urban, wealthy rural. That was the first tagline for the company that we started. And in this business, when we first company in an organized manner to launch stevia as a tabletop sweetener, today the market is a lot more aware of it. Zydus has a wonderful product, one of the variant of sugar free. But that time, you know, whatever our efforts, you know, we had hit the roadblock. And one of the first, when the, starting of the session today.
The stevia venture had hit a roadblock within roughly a year. Rather than make that a case for blaming the government or walking away, he explains the decision to try another consumer bid.
If you can cross the 5 years hurdle, you know, you have done wonderful, because 90% of the companies fail before the 5 years. And we had hit the roadblock just within a year or so. You can talk about a lot of things that what you have done right. Okay, I'm also going to talk about on in my journey what did not work for us. So stevia has a great concept, but it didn't work for us. So it was the easiest thing for me to say, throw in the towel, not my cup of tea. Okay, blame on government, blame on things, the bureaucracy here. But I said, no.
After the stevia setback, the team launched 15 Light Bite nutrition bars despite having no consumer business experience. He now explains why an Indian market with only imported bars looked like the next opening.
We already had company about 30-40 people that time. I said, what can we do? Having spent about 15 years in the US, nutrition bars was an upcoming industry there. And as a consumer, I said, this seems to be like a pretty good idea. Should we try it out here? Okay. It didn't exist. The industry did not exist in India. You know, in few stores, you had imported bars, either as a snacking bar or a protein bar.
The original 15 Right Bite pricing met clear resistance. Distributors urged 10, ideally 5. That feedback frames the low price bar launch and its unexpectedly slow sales despite broad distribution.
We launched bars in 10 rupees and a 5 rupees. Wonderful concept. A 5 rupee product. This is 1997 around probably. 96, 97. A concept of a 5 rupee bar giving calcium equivalent to 1 cup of milk. And I thought, this is such a strong concept. This is just going to fly. Okay? We will have to figure out how the manufacturing can happen. In our limited resources, we had distribution from Kashmir to Kanyakumari and Gujarat to Guwahati and everything in between, including Bihar. We had advertisement on TV channels, on the children's network and so on. And we were very hopeful. We put the product out. After 2 months, we realized it's not moving.
The Fight Calcium bar was not moving despite broad distribution. Right Bite had initially been framed as healthy chocolate for children. Now the company has to learn where a nutrition bar actually belongs.
And we realized what we have put out. One, the premium outlets where a knowledgeable customer goes who understands health and wants to have a health product, a 5 rupees product for a new startup company, they don't want to keep. Because even if you sell 100 pieces, it's only 500. And the product which is placed are the small Kirana store in those Burmi. Customer, children going there, they're picking it up. Having it, this was the Rice Krispie based bar with the calcium as the delivery or the value proposition. They say, Ullu banaya, Buddhu banaya, chocolate nahi hai iske upar. Said, this is a wonderful product, but we don't have the right product reaching to the right consumer. So that was the second time where we got a setback. First as the stevia, second time as the fire. Again, didn't want to give up. Okay, as an entrepreneur. So he said, my biggest challenge there was telling consumer this is not a chocolate, this is a nutrition bar. Consumer doesn't understand. At a startup, you don't have resources to tell the consumers. And even if with the large resources, consumer awareness is not a short period of time. It takes a long time. So we say, what do we do? We say, it's a functional benefit. So we went against all the marketing rules. A brand Right Bite was on the front in a big bold letter. We said, we want to put the functional benefits right on the front. Because we cannot educate the customer that this is a nutritious product. So identify three segments. One, a gym going consumer who understand protein is good for them. Second, calorie conscious consumer who says, lower the calorie, better for me. Third one, women nutrition. So we had three different bars. The first one we call workout. Right bite became small, workout became big. Second one, we wanted to call it sugar-free, but obviously we could not call it, so we call it 99 calorie sugarless bar.
Functional labels gave the product a foothold, but the signals were uneven. The next test is why protein, rather than another chocolate-style promise, generated repeat demand and became Max Protein.
Third one was women bar. And now things started turning around. Consumer was not picking it up for another chocolate. Nobody's going to say workout as another chocolate. So that started to work for us. Also, a positioning that was for 18 and below for children, a healthy chocolate for children, that changed to nutritious product for young adult and above. And that strategy started doing well. We started getting traction. We started getting repeat purchase. Among the three different segments, protein is what started doing well. The workout bar was giving 10 grams of protein. So we started doing activities at gymnasium activities, and they said the imported bars had 20 gram protein or 23 gram protein or 25 gram protein, was costing 150 to 200 rupees, and our bar was 40 rupees or 50 rupees that time. Said, by the way, if you want 20 gram, you take two of this, this is only 80 rupees as opposed to 150 rupees. But that doesn't work, right? With the protein, it needs high protein, low carb, you know, proper balanced nutrition and so on. So we said, okay, what do we do? Let's bring another part which has 20 gram protein. That's how. And when we're looking at, we said, what do we call this bar? Right? It has to be big, it has to feel like, you know, a higher amount of protein. So we call it Max Protein. And that's how the journey of Max Protein started. So among this, the protein segment started a better feedback from the consumer, started sticking well with the consumers. A gym-going consumer started liking our products. And wherever you see the consumer traction, the more innovation happens. So from one variant, you know, we have now 12 variants of protein bars. But the initial journey was primarily a protein-aware consumer going to the gym.
Max Protein had one protein-aware consumers, but that audience was limited. The company now asks whether the bar can replace everyday snacks and whether external funding can help make that leap.
What we realize that the gym consumers are limited. If we have to increase the business, what do we do? We also, when we talk to the consumers, we saw they are not replacing their protein shake. They're having their protein shake, but having our bar as a snack. Okay? They're replacing either sandwich or idli or whatever the snack that they're eating. So if it is going to be snack and not the replacement of their protein shake, then you say, what do we do in terms of positioning it as a healthy snack? And by then, our company had reached to a certain level, and that is the time we decided to take external funding. That was around 30 crore business at that time. And this was 2018-19. 30 crore business, not a very large business. But the positioning as a healthy snack, and just by saying that a healthy snack, it doesn't work. You have to have a reason given to the consumer. So we said, what do we do? We looked at different properties of protein. We looked at protein as a building block of muscle everybody knows about, right? That's what the protein aware consumers are taking it. Protein also has a property of satiety, feeling of fullness. If I have to say, we all eat dal chawal, rajma chawal, sambar rice,
right?
When you...
The snack pivot needed a reason beyond a generic healthy label. He turns to protein's fullness and sustained energy case, then dates the repositioning that set up the 2020 healthy snack business.
Normally, we eat a handful of rice and one katori of dal. If you have one katori replaced with three katori, the rice portion goes down drastically and you feel fuller very soon. And also, you feel active for a longer time. If it is a rice consumption, you know, more rice, you feel lethargic. Right? So giving sustained energy and keeping you active for a longer period of time is the property of protein. Protein also have different absorption, like whey protein is quick absorption, so is a medium absorption, casein is a, you know, slow absorption. So we use blend of protein together. And use science, did some clinical studies, and we have got the results that a 20 gram protein bar gives you sustained energy for 4 hours. And that's what we have put it on the front of the pack. So healthy snack is the area that we repositioned our product. And this was 2019, and this COVID happened after that. So really the company journey in the healthy snack started from 2020-21 on.
That repositioning did not stop at one bar. Max Protein expanded into cookies, granola, peanut butter, plant protein, and millet-based protein chips. He explains what makes a snack genuinely better rather than merely less bad.
So, what we have done, chose the space as a healthy snack. And when we say healthy snack, it is with protein and fiber as the primary benefit to the consumer. It also gives satiety. So we also looked at bars is a new category. It's not a normal thing for an Indian consumer to have a bar as part of their snack. There, you know, if you think of a snack, there will be 50 other items that will come before the bar. We said, what are those in terms of snacks? I look at it, one, the Indian palate is more for spicy chatpata or snack. Either the bhujias or the chips and the whole category, I'm talking not the, you know, your unorganized. That's like samosas and vada pav is like, you cannot even compete with that or think of it. But the packaged food. So we say, how about chips? And to make chips as a healthy is not many people, you know, many people have tried it, but hardly anybody had succeeded. Because to call it healthy, what they have done is reduce the fat percentage.
Okay.
And I say, that is making it less bad, but doesn't make it good. To make it good, you need to add protein and fiber to it. That's what we had done. So we as a company,
by this point, the healthy snack business was roughly 60 to 175 crore. The question shifts from proving demand to finding the resources and expertise for the brand's next scale.
And to this, we looked at it and said, what is the next thing?
Right.
We built a business, like I was telling, for any entrepreneur, for any brand, 0 to 25 is a one journey. There, that concept is really sticking to the consumer or not. 25 to 100, 150 is another stage.
Okay.
There, consumer are liking it. Repeat purchase. There is a reasonably large number of consumer. But still there are not like a mega consumer base. For the next stage of the growth, we looked at it and we said, as a company, what is it that we want to do from here? And I always look at what is right for the brand, right for individual, me as a shareholder, me as a promoter, for my employees, for my suppliers, for everybody. If the brand grows, and for me as an entrepreneur, I always want to dream big. Unless you set your benchmark and the goals much higher, you don't go in that direction. For me, I wanted to see what does it take to build the brand 1,000 crore. This is not a target for next year or 2 years or whatever number of years. But you have to set something, some target or the goals in your life for the brand. And to me, I said, I want to make a brand which is 1,000 crore. What is the best way to achieve that goal? And that's where I started looking at what should we do. It need more resources, more expertise, and a combination of both, along with a passionate drive in that reaching to those goals.
That search for scale culminates in a newly completed partnership. The business is to operate as a separate independent unit while the team pursues a larger health portfolio together.
I met up in one of the first meeting, Tarun, Manish, Sharvil Bhai, and got a feeling that like we have created the industry, Zydus Wellness also have created industry. Sugar-free sweetener, it didn't exist before. You guys have created it. Face mask, industry didn't exist before. Okay, created it. So I said, one is the resources, but along with that, somebody who understands what it takes to create an industry, to nurture it, to grow it, having that mindset was important. Having brand portfolio in the health segment was important. And as part of that, we felt this partnership makes a lot of sense for achieving what the dreams that I have set up. And we just completed the transaction yesterday, was our board meeting and we completed it. And today is the first day I'm all with all of you as part of the Zydus team here and the natural is going to be run as a separate independent business unit. So I was talking in the morning to the leadership team. We are an independent subsidiary. But we are part of Zydus Wellness. We want each one of you to guide us, help us, advise us wherever it makes sense to achieve this combined goal to make a mega plan. And this is a journey, I feel, doing it together.